Here's a thought I'll title, I'm not feeling too well. Oh, don't worry, I'm feeling fine. It's just the title. Matter of fact, I had my annual physical yesterday, and I sailed through with flying colors, so that was terrific. But while I was in the doctor's office, it reminded me, for some strange reason, of a photographer I knew several decades ago, who would from time to time find himself a little strapped for cash. And whenever he found himself strapped for cash, he would announce to the world that he wasn't feeling too well and that he wasn't sure he had much time left and that he certainly wasn't going to be able to go in the darkroom ever again and do any printing. But he did have some prints left to sell. And so if you were interested in picking these up before he entered the final wash, you were welcome to come by the house. And it seems like every time I bumped into him, the topic of his health would come up. And he was always sick. He was sick for 40 years. He wasn't, but obviously it was a ploy because he understood the concept of supply and demand. And as funny as it is to think about this fellow and to reminisce his game playing with his health, it really exposes what I think is a much deeper issue, and that is whether or not photography actually is subject to the laws of supply and demand. He thought it was, obviously, but I'm not so sure. I mean, after all, photography is the infinitely replicatable art form. As a matter of fact, it even survives us. I mean, there are many, many cases where a photographer has left the negatives behind, probably Vivian Maier is the most recent famous example, left negatives behind which get printed posthumously by someone else, estate prints or whatever the case may be, and they're infinitely reproducible as long as the negatives exist, or in the case of digital photography, as long as the digital file exists somewhere, more copies can be made. So is there an application of the law of supply and demand? I'm just not convinced. I know the marketplace likes to do that with limited editions and, you know, posthumous prints and vintage prints and all the rest of that. But I suppose as long as you're not too transparent about your illness, you could always try my friend's technique, too. Who knows? The minute you really are sick, it might be the best thing you could do for your marketability.